Fox Sports broadcaster Mark Sanchez booked on felony battery in Indianapolis by Warner Todd Houston on October 12, 2025. Fox Sports broadcaster Mark Sanchez has been officially booked at Marion County Jail in Indianapolis, Indiana, in connection with last week's beating of a local truck driver. Sanchez, 38, has been hit with a felony battery charge and three misdemeanor charges. He also faces a civil suit from Perry Toll, the 69-year-old truck driver Sanchez allegedly assaulted. If convicted, Sanchez could spend up to 6 years in prison, WRTV-TV reported. Sanchez was stabbed several times during the October 4 incident and was admitted to an Indianapolis hospital to treat the wounds. Truck driver Toll also sustained severe injuries, allegedly at the hands of an enraged and intoxicated Sanchez. Hashtag Mark Sanchez charged with three misdemeanors after allegedly attacking truck driver. Brutally attacking a man doing his job because you were doing drunken wind sprints in an alley amounts to misdemeanors? Seems like the cooking oil waste collector is still being attacked. At foxsportspick.twitter.com/dk96oz5low4. PGH Magic Man, at Magic, October 6, 2025. Indy Judge Jennifer Harrison has granted Sanchez a petition to travel, so after being released from being booked, he will be allowed to leave Indiana. The California resident was in Indianapolis to call the Colts game against the Las Vegas Raiders with the Fox Sports broadcast team. Despite the fact that Toll had admittedly used a knife to ward off Sanchez's attack, prosecutors have not filed any charges against the oil recovery truck driver. The driver's actions have been deemed to have been made in self-defense. Surveillance video of the streets around the spot where the incident occurred seems to show Sanchez wandering back and forth in the same area several times. The video also shows a bloodied Sanchez running away from the scene of the attack before he is seen once again wandering aimlessly on the sidewalk. Eventually, the police arrive on the scene and take Sanchez off to Askenazy Hospital to treat his wounds. This incident should never have happened, Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears said. What began as a disagreement between a 38-year-old former professional athlete and a 69-year-old man should not have escalated into violence or left anyone seriously injured. Nick Sanchez, Mark's brother, released a statement thanking first responders for treating Mark's wounds. This has been a deeply distressing time for everyone involved. Mark and our family are incredibly grateful for the concern, love, and support we've received over the past few days, Nick Sanchez wrote in a statement. Mark remains under medical care for the serious injuries he sustained and is focused on his recovery as the legal process continues. We would like to extend our heartfelt thanks to the first responders and medical staff. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.